Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp, you'll laugh, and you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hello.
And Matt Redshaw.
Oh, g'day.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
I literally just posted about this podcast in real time as that was happening. That's what just happened just then.
That's remarkable.
It's pretty good, isn't it? It's a bit like technology working. Full stop.
How far away do you think we are from?
Oh dear.
Dematerialize and rematerialization, so that.
Do you mean like Star Trek? Beam me up, Scotties.
I absolutely mean that.
Sometime, my friend. Sometime away.
Well, yes, sometime. But how far?
Let's start with that. Oh, man. 75 years.
All right, then that's okay. I can do with that. How far away are we from lengthening lifespan so that I can be
You're
around?
You're not going to see it. Oh, sorry, man.
I really want to be around for that.
What if my second answer was my first answer? You're not going to be around to see it. But what if my second answer, my first answer was my second answer, but it wasn't 75 years, it was 3. Sorry, dude. But I've got your
I've
got your test results right here.
I would therefore ask, oh dear, what point in the future are you from already that you would know that? Where are your credentials?
Whoa.
Time traveler Bradshaw.
Waggy horn sounds.
We're at the Doot, and the Doot is near a train station.
No.
Wow. I don't know if I can do with anything now for the next 15 minutes.
You'll be
now
okay. Come on, dude.
What? Right. That's just over 1,000 days I've got left.
You got longer than that.
Do I? Is that your phone making noises?
No, that noise that you guys clearly can't hear because I can only barely hear it is something else entirely.
It is?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Don't worry about it.
I heard it too. Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, come on.
Go on then.
Can't just dump production values simply because we're in a different space, can we?
About the only dancing I get to do these days. Once a week, where we do.
Do you want to go out dancing tonight?
No.
Oh.
No. I wasn't lamenting. I was just more observing.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't had Lamington for ages.
I don't like Lamingtons.
No. What don't you like about them?
I don't actually think I like any part of them.
You don't like jam.
I really like jam. I really like chocolate. I don't particularly care for cake, but sponge cake kind of makes me laugh. Like, because you can flatten it like white bread.
Yeah.
Until it's...
that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the coconut part kind of shits me.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then when you put it all together, it's weirdly... it's one of those things that's not as good as the sum of its parts.
I hear those people.
I know, it's a wacky noise. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll just have to show... oh, it's probably just people outside on the street. Come to think of it.
Yeah.
Oi, keep it down out there. We've got work to do.
Yeah, I grew to like Lamingtons because that was often all that was on offer somewhere. So I was like, ugh.
I thought there was a Guardians of the Galaxy thing going on there. Oof. You said I grew and all I heard was I am Groot.
Groot. Oh, that's coming out again.
And by the way, you danced a bit like Groot at the end of the first one in his little pot.
Yeah, remember those dancing...
and you stop when people look at you.
Remember those dancing flower things? I'm surprised that they didn't roll those out like a dancing flower version of Groot.
It's weird that they didn't. Mm. Yeah, good point. If you're watching film franchise people, you can have that. Have that for free.
Yeah, I think they probably got the rights to it anyway. I think that's how rights work. I mean, not civil ones. We're both shaking our head right now.
Oh, yeah, good point.
So what's going on?
I have come straight from doing a vocal session at the School of Audio Engineering.
SAE.
SAE.
For those of you who like acronyms.
Yeah.
It's a shame that acronym is just one word. It'd be great if you could make an acronym out of acronym.
So that was fun. I've moved on. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun talking to students who are like at the beginning of their career. They act like they're really kind of wide-eyed and interested and don't know stuff.
Yeah, it's actually something that I find very often when I'm talking to other adults, well, people who are not young anymore, is that they don't understand that there are people who don't know what they know about the world. Which, when you have to remind them, it's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. If you were to take yourself and put yourself in a new space, you wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But we live in a, because mostly as adults, we live in an understood space. Very rarely do we get challenged in a new environment where we have to learn something brand new. And if it is, we go, oh, I don't do that. I don't run. I don't have to run. You know, I don't program VCRs. I mean, no one does, but.
VCRs?
Oh. Not just that mentality of, I don't do that.
You're definitely not going to be around for broken down space travel. Just what I call your dematerializing, rematerializing thing.
Yeah. It's a good job you're not in charge of the naming of shit.
How very dare you? Broken down space travel, I think, makes perfect sense.
I'm not saying you can't be on the in the think tank, in the group that comes up with it, because I think...
Wait, stop saying Groot. What's wrong with you?
Because I think you would contribute well...
I think you contribute, well, not much.
No. It's good to have...
Goals?
People's input. If anything, just to guide away from things.
Ooh, boy, that's a tough editorial.
Just talking about naming stuff, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Anyway, so what
you did got you named your cat well, though. I mean, so... I'm not saying that that's an exception or that there is a rule.
Gee, she's a good cat. I don't mean in the scale of cats as far as...
You mean in the scale of everything?
Yeah.
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 I do. Because as far as cats go,
yeah,
not entirely sure she's necessarily very good at being one.
I was at a gentleman's house today and he has a cat that's never been outside.
What?
Ever been outside.
Ever?
He lives in a place where...
Big bragger.
No, they're not allowed to own cats in that particular area.
Right.
And so...
Secret cat.
Secret cat.
Scrat.
Not allowed outside. Hasn't been outside.
Shit!
Just looks out the windows forlornly at this great world.
Does it look sad?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, we have a friend who has teenage cats who haven't been outside, lived in an apartment forever.
Who?
Sarah.
Special cats.
She has two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baggins and the other one who I haven't met.
Cat. I can't remember what the name of the cats are.
Yeah, right.
Very fluffy.
Baggins is a ragdoll and he's lovely.
But yeah, live only indoors.
Shit, eh?
Well, I mean...
Wow. I mean, in many ways, I don't think Scritchy would care if she ever went outside again. I mean, she likes to go out there. She likes to explore, but mainly when she explores, she just explores the three places she always goes to, and then she just goes to sleep.
What? Where does she go?
Oh, she just, she's KFC,
got... McDonald's.
She doesn't leave the backyard.
Oh, really?
No, no. Yeah. No.
She, Uber Eats.
Uber Rats. Is that her talking or is that the sound of the phone ringing?
That's the phone ringing.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But that's her mimicking the phone ringing.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You slept last night. I went
I've
to bed
I've got a whole bunch
early.
Of jokes I want to make about Korean restaurants, but I must not.
Yeah, don't.
No.
We shouldn't be Koreanist.
North Koreanist. We're allowed to be that, aren't we?
Why?
Because they're like an easy target.
That joke almost bombed.
Good. Good, don't. You're making me Kim Jong ill. Now.
Oh.
Wow. Move on.
Okay. Two? I've been doing stuff too. I went to a gentleman's house today.
He keeps saying it. It's getting seedier each time.
And we did a Facebook Live for his magazine and to show people how to use Facebook Live. It was fun.
Okay. Okay, so if his landlord is now watching, you've narrowed the circle quite somewhat.
Mm. To someone with a magazine who did a Facebook Live thing today.
Mm.
I don't think we'd get in trouble if someone tried to Google that.
No?
Who did a...
That's how I ask Google questions.
That's how
I'm
I
very,
ask
very literal.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah. Yeah. It usually does. Well, at least it comes up with, did you mean? Like, kind of, you know, kind of half...
I find that incredibly patronising. I know what I meant.
Do you know what, though? It's ruined my... It's ruined my ability to buy things cheaply. Because...
Yes.
Once upon a time, you could misspell things in eBay and find things with incorrect spelling and no one else...
But you go to eBay Sniper.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
And it finds misspelled words. Yeah, so it searches eBay for the misspellings.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What is it? eBay Sniper.
Just...
It should be... We should rename that, given the climate.
Oh, great. I named it. It's another thing.
Fuck
it. This is bullshit. So critical.
Shat, Brad Moore strikes again. I know.
Good.
That was one of the initial trials.
Listen, mainly what you've got going on,
ow,
fella.
Ow.
Hey.
Is pain.
Is your EP launch.
Oh, then I won't
Saturday.
Be able to play anymore.
Yeah, you will. You'll be all right. I'm doing a lovely flat thing. This is actually like a massage. This is massage.
Do
therapy.
You know I like have a very weak shoulder that dislocates?
It's not that shoulder.
It's both shoulders.
He's not.
It is. I've dislocated both shoulders. And careful, or I'll throw the whole book at you.
EP launch.
Yeah. By the time this comes out...
Oh, shit.
It won't have happened yet. No.
Oh.
This one's coming up Thursday.
You dickhead.
Oh,
you got me.
I set you up, didn't I?
Gee, set me up to fall.
Yeah. I predict it will be
riot.
A lovely day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's kid-friendly. So adults will be able to, you know... do that thing that adults like to do, which is bring their kids and then not paying attention to them for 2 hours.
That's it, and get drunk.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I don't think any of the people who have kids that are bringing kids are of that kind of parenting style. I think they will be engaged with their children throughout the day. That's Matt's impression of the train that just went
no,
by.
It's not. At all. That's exciting, Matt. I'm desperately sorry I can't be there.
Don't be desperately sorry.
Well, I am.
Yeah, it's my fault for making sure you weren't available. I meant not making sure you were available. Sorry.
Do you run your mic lead up through your shirt like a professional?
Only today.
Huh.
It was... I felt like it looked... I already look incredibly scruffy, and I felt that... enhance the scruffiness, so I wanted to detract from the scruffiness and make it look like I am orderly by how I put the mic on.
Are you gonna like have a makeover before Saturday? Is this the thing?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Are you gonna do some like crazy, like, I don't know.
What?
Well, just because you're
wax
saying
my
you're
eyebrow.
Scruffy now. Yeah, and you know, like, like shape manscape, my face. Manscape your face into some interesting shape and I'd do some bouffant, multicoloured hairdo.
Not many people that I've got as interestingly shaped faces as me. Because I look from, like, here's the profile, and I look completely different from this side because I've got, like, a funny nose and lip and stuff. I mean, it's not funny as in, like, oh, that's hilarious.
Should have heard what he said about Angelina Jolie before we started.
You go and watch.
You go and watch.
You go and watch. Go on, then. Matt will be back in 3 days after he's gone and watched.
I can't name you a single Tomb Raider, a single Angelina Jolie film. Was that her?
She was in Tomb Raider, yes.
Is she Tomb Raider? Is she Laura Croft?
Or Lara, even.
I haven't seen it. Is she Lara Croft?
She was, I believe, in 2 Tomb Raiders she was. There is a new Tomb Raider coming out that she won't be. Lara Croft.
I don't know. A single other thing she was... Oh, she was in that terrible film that she did with Johnny... The Tourist. Was that her?
That was atrocious.
Was she in... I haven't seen it. Was she in... I've seen a little bit. Was she in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so there's 3 films.
That I haven't seen, but that I'm aware of.
Yeah. I just want to point out that I can't name a single film she's been in.
Yeah, okay. I can name 3, but 2 of those are the same. And there's no more.
Well, I wonder how many I can...
Give me one other one, and I'll just give me one that you reckon I'll know.
That I reckon you'll know.
Wait!
What are you doing? Are you going to test how many I know?
No, fine. Do you think I was going to look something up?
No.
Absolutely not.
Are you going to press play?
That's why God made the movie.
Taking Lives?
Never heard of it.
Okay, she's in that. The...
Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Not in that. I want to say...
Aviator.
No, she's in Alexander.
Amazon.
Okay. She's in... I have to go... I'm just trying to remember films.
The World According to Gap.
I've projected.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I'm just trying to think of words.
That's hilarious.
Let's start with the word the.
What else has she been in? She was in that one, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Brad Pitt.
Never saw it. Yeah, right. I'm aware of it, though.
Yep.
Okay. All right, give me one more and then we can move on.
The Collector.
Wesley Snipes? Or did I just do something casually racist? Oh, well, I haven't seen it. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Wesley Snipes was in Blade?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the same kind of thing?
No. The Collector is like a... She's a police officer, I believe, and she's a serial killer. And Denzel is... bedridden, and they...
sounds very exciting.
They consort to catch the serial killer.
Consort, you say?
I think they consort. Do they consort?
I like it.
Do they... No, they don't do that. I was going to say a dirty word. Ooh, dirtier than consort.
God, it could be almost
what
anything.
What else has she been in? Stuff.
Don knows a lot of things. I didn't mean to be casually racist, I'm sorry.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being casually racist. Surely what you just did was not casually racist.
No, of course it wasn't. That's why it's funny.
Right, okay, good. I was just checking. Because I take you seriously, so when you say something, I don't know. I want to make sure that you're...
What about the celebrant at that wedding that we were at? No, that wasn't you. No, we were at a different wedding, but the celebrant wasn't racist.
Who did you play with?
She was funny. No, I was a guest at a wedding.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And the celebrant, because the bride was late...
Because you might be casual. You might have been with someone who was, you know, correct. With one eyebrow.
And yeah, like, that's good. Very
casually
good.
Casually eyebrowist.
Okay. the bride was late and... So country wedding, country celebrant. Like, felt like he might have been... training horses earlier in the day, had that sort of vibe going on. And so then he told 3 jokes. And the first two...
I wanted to make a bridal joke then, but you were too good for me.
The first two were just dad jokes. And the last one had the punchline including the word Negro.
And that's good.
Whole congregation of people went, ooh. But they were already, but they were ready for it. I can't remember what the setup was, but even the setup was, you could feel everyone bracing. And then he gave the punchline, and everyone, it was like an audible.
Yeah, right.
And then he didn't tell anymore.
Okay, that's probably good.
Then I just had to suffer through the guy sitting next to me just bitching about the solo guitarist singer.
Ah, oh, was it one of those ones where you were there and there were other musicians there?
Yeah.
And the other musician thought it was appropriate to comment on the abilities.
And yes.
Yeah.
And to get up and sing and play with the reception band later on.
Did that, got up and played.
Yes, they did.
Oh, wow, there's two types of people in the world. People who play with people, there's not. I think I've found the thing.
Go on.
I think I found the exception to my rule.
Oh, God, I think we've just found the title of this podcast. Go on.
Because I say it all the time, there's two types of people in this world, but I now have to be more specific. There's two types of musicians in this world.
Oh, yeah.
People who ask to get up and play, and people who won't. Like, I won't.
Incredible.
Like, no. Like, who goes to someone else's gig? It's like, what are you... Hey, I work at a bar. Could I pour the beers?
Highly exceptional circumstances would have to be in place. A member of the band would have to ask me to get up, and even then, no, I'd be likely to refuse.
Don't get up at other people's gigs.
It's just not cool.
No. I mean...
And part of the reason for being a musician is being cool.
Oh, well, I've definitely not got that memo in my life.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not good. It's really not a good thing to do.
I'm trying to think. No, I definitely never
asked. I was just looking down. Looking down at my shoe then and feeling sad.
I've asked. I've done it.
Have you?
Yes. I remember doing it now. I remember doing it once.
Were you much younger?
Yeah. Like, more than 15 years ago.
Okay.
More than 15 years ago. Would have been, before I met you.
Maybe it was.
About 99. And it was at Bright Air O'Reilly's Chapel Street. And a friend of ours was going away, and we were like a work crew from the cinema. And someone asked me to sing a song. And I went and said, I was pretty reluctant to do it.
Mm.
And I did.
Invariably, it's a sign of inexperience. Like, it's someone who doesn't do it professionally, perhaps, or hasn't done it very often, and is just relishing the opportunity to be able to get up and do it.
Yeah.
Even in this situation, it wasn't that.
Okay. This was just a bit jerky.
This was nasty. Mm. It was really awkward and uncomfortable. But not as awkward and uncomfortable as when he was up there doing it. That was much more awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, right. Oh, well.
Yeah. Alcohol's a nasty thing. I don't drink, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, it's been but 2 weeks. I've seen it. Since my last drink.
It's been 2 weeks since you... Really?
Yeah.
Are you back on the... Not on the...
I think I'm back... On the not drinking train.
Really?
It's not a wagon.
Okay. Oh, I didn't mean to sound disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. No, I'm much more fun when I drink.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to.
No. Other people drinking around me is totally about them helping to enable me.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I get disappointed when you don't drink, not because it makes you more fun, but because it makes me feel more alone when I'm drinking by myself.
Oh, really? I wanted to have a drink last night. I went to my drawer.
Your drawer?
No, I've got like a drawer under my oven which has like, bottles
drawer
of wine.
Drawer under your oven? Yeah. It seems a good place to keep bottles of wine.
Well, it means I don't think about them very often. And so when I go, I've got something to drink. I was feeling pretty rough. I had a few things that happened in a space of about an hour that upset me. And
do I need to play the theme song again?
I don't know.
What's going on?
It was interesting that my reaction to those three things when I got home was, I think I'll have a drink, and then I went and decided not to. It's good for me.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, though. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Situations are dumb.
Yeah.
I hate situations. I hate the situation.
Yeah.
You heard of him?
It reminds me of racist joke that I'll tell you after the podcast.
Okay, good.
One that my dad told me years ago.
Very quickly, before we go on to the subject of today's podcast, I had a Facebook message from a friend of mine in Canada.
Place I'd like to go.
Who checks in with what we're doing. Mm. One asked me, and this leads into today, asked me if I was very much aware of Jordan B. Peterson's other work. And also something apparently we said about Kevin Spacey.
Right. What do we say?
Don't know. The implication in her message was that either one of us, she couldn't remember which one, possibly, maybe, not so much condoned what had happened, but maybe were... No, I think maybe she used the word condone. I can't remember. But I couldn't find reference to it on the podcast. I said, I need to go back and have a listen because I don't know what you said.
If it was me saying, it would have been... It may have been me saying... Because we've had a couple of... We've brought up a few celebrity people who have in the past had been accused of indiscretions and charged. Like, you know, you said, can I mention Bill Cosby kind of thing. And I said, no, I disagree. I think that you need to be able to talk about them. And I may have said about Spacey, that's shit, but I don't think we should not talk about it. And more to the point, he's still a great actor. And I can't, but for me, that's my brain.
Yeah, I think, did you say, does that mean you can't watch House of Cards anymore? No, it was about the film he was in. It was about that fucking great film.
And they replaced him.
No. Oh, was it about that?
And they replaced him in like a week. And we were talking about
Baby Driver even.
They decided to reshoot all his scenes with Christopher Plummer.
You're right, that was.
And I'm not exactly sure what I may have said about it, but I...
And I couldn't find the app because I couldn't work out. I just went back and looked at the show notes and saw Moral Outrage and I listened to that episode. It's like, no, we didn't mention him.
I still have issues with stuff like that. I think it's political correctness gone stupid.
That we then don't talk about these people. And discount everything they've done previously. Yep.
Like they've painted over Rolf Harris's murals and places. They've done murals, public murals, and then because of what he's been charged, I haven't decided
how I feel about it. I can't decide here and now. I know what you're saying, though. Yeah. It feels weird. It does feel weird. I agree. Pulling down statues of Confederate soldiers. What do you think about that? Is that weird?
Yes.
Wrong?
Yes.
Pulling down statue of Saddam Hussein.
Not because...
Is that wrong?
Yes, it's wrong. Really? Because what I mean by it's wrong is like it. What it does is it not like we have this idea that a statue is a glorification, and at one point it probably has been, right? But when you find out that someone has done something that shouldn't be glorified, to try to erase it from the public consciousness, I think is a terrible, terrible thing to do, because I think once people understand what something is for, we have an obligation to continue the conversation about what that means and what that represents and what happened. I think removing things... And basically, I mean, like, we're not knocking down the Colosseum, are we? Mm. I mean, think of the absolute... just murder and mayhem associated with the Colosseum, right?
Is there an implication then that as a society we're not... clever enough, adult enough, insightful enough to recognise that, let's say the Confederate soldier kind of thing, like that whole, that leaving that there, that we're not clever enough to think that the focus of attention has then shifted. I'm not explaining the question properly enough. I'm trying to say that when it was erected...
Yep.
It was a symbol of glorification. Yep. And now, 100 years old.
What?
I don't know what year we're in.
Yep.
It's become almost the opposite of that.
Yeah.
for most people, but for some people it's not. For some people it still represents a terrible time in American history.
Yeah.
So we tear down those things so we don't upset or offend, and I mean that in a totally positive way.
Yeah.
So we don't upset and offend those people.
I'm not quite sure about what people's motivations are, like, to tear things down. But here's an analogy that I think works. Yes.
Because I think we tear it down because of what it used to represent.
Yeah.
It was put up to glorify.
And then we recognise it now that that represents something different because we have a different interpretation of what happened or a different appreciation or lack of appreciation of what happened, right? And so we want to remove that because we go, we don't want to, that is a glorification and we don't want to glorify what that represents anymore.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to remove it. And here's the thing. You don't get to be in 2018 without Hitler. You don't get to be in 2018 without Napoleon. You don't get to be here without dropping a bomb on Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't... So, it's not... I mean, but great, World War II finished, but not great, we dropped a bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, what history... We don't get to be anywhere without history. And when you start going, we're just going to take that out of the public consciousness, which is, I think why I oppose things. It's like, not only do we not get to, I mean, the reality is that Kevin Spacey has done incredible work as an actor. I believe you can watch that and separate what he may have done in his life from it. Now, whether we shouldn't be going around going, right, I'm going to collect up everything Kevin Spacey ever did, right, and get rid of it and not have it on Netflix anymore and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't, but that, of course, is that's the further argument when we go on from tearing down statues. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. And I personally, now maybe it's because my brain is wired a certain way or I'm a very open person. And so I can watch a Kevin Spacey television show and what I would probably get from it now that I know something about him is like, wow, isn't that fascinating that somebody can operate like that? Someone can have that technical abilities, an actor can live to whatever age and behave a certain way. Because the thing is, Kevin Spacey, for example, is not all day, every day.
No, of course not.
An abuser.
Of course not.
It's like that much of his existence. Now, that's not to say I'm excusing that, but that's the thing. Like, I'm
with you, dude. This is the stuff that troubles me about all of it.
That's right. So, I'm not condoning, but I'm also going, you can't pick and choose. And if we use a television show, for example, you can't take a 30-minute television show, pick three frames of it, and decide that you have 100, that you can therefore judge everything about it by the three frames. So...
I opened up my phone this morning and there was stuff there about the Oscars, inevitably.
Right.
Jennifer Lawrence was there. Yep. And they were all talking about this cobalt blue Versace dress she was wearing.
Yep.
And someone had tweeted something along the lines of, you know, this is what you look like when all of a sudden you're not surrounded by Ben Toxic Affleck. And it's...
Okay.
I know.
Why don't I understand what that means? What's
that reference? Well, because he's another one of the people who have been accused of behaving inappropriately.
Okay, yeah, he has. Yep, yep.
I'm really torn. I haven't formulated my full worldview. I don't know, and I don't know if it's possible for me to, about how I feel about all this sort of stuff. Because I'm a Kevin Spacey fan. I think he's fucking amazing. Yeah. I think he's an incredible actor.
Sure. I want to add that I haven't watched a single thing Kevin Spacey's done since all this stuff, but I've hardly watched anything before that. The last thing I did see Baby Driver, which was like directly before all the stuff came out, and my last memory of it was that was a great film, and he was really good in it. And
no, I grew up listening to Bill Cosby.
No, my appreciate. Yeah, well, I would. Of course, we all did. I'm more used to. I mean, when I was a kid, there was a TV show, Ralph Harris TV show. You know, where we used to draw pictures. Like, I used to draw pictures because of Ralph Harris.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean, like, all day, every day he was... I mean, him and Cosby obviously often were, allegedly, and have been accused. But
I think... I think it's a conversation people find really difficult to have about these sorts of things.
Understandably so. It's not a simple conversation.
But my argument has been, when I've had conversations with this about this with people, is, and I use the phrase "baby out with the bathwater" when I message this person back. The idea that there's not, I'm sure I've spoken about this on the podcast before. The idea that there isn't degrees of sin on the scale of things is ridiculous.
It is.
But yeah, the knee-jerk reaction that such a spectacle like Hollywood has got on this sort of thing is everyone is guilty to the same level regardless of what they've done.
Yeah.
And that seems patently fucking ridiculous to me. Really unfair. And I know the victims, of course, they why would they need to see it any other way? I get that too, but fuck
well,
me.
It's the interesting thing too that I find about it is that in any one scenario there's a very limited amount of perpetrators and victims. So what I mean by that is if it's Kevin Spacey in a room with one person and there's an exchange and one of them's wielding power over the other and being immoral, sadistic, whatever the scenario is, I'm just hypothesizing now, there's a perpetrator and a victim. Now, that goes, you can actually go much, much deeper over time than that, but just in that scenario, the issue that I often have about stuff is how people go, right, so what about all the other victims that have ever been victimized in any other scenario, right? And it's just like, actually, we're not talking about them. It's like that person there and that person there. And I often feel like, all right, so we all know who that person is and we might know who that person is as well. So now we all get to comment, and particularly anyone who has had negative experiences themselves, which I would assume is a lot of people, right, on varying degrees.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm qualified to talk about this. Well, you're qualified to talk about your own experience, but you're not qualified to talk about theirs, right? And that's where I think... Now, it doesn't mean you should be silent. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have the right to talk about it, right? But it also doesn't mean you should have the right to be a stone thrower. You know, we don't live in a time where... I assume that everyone is guilty before proven innocent, and we don't know exactly everything about that scenario. And I just think that the way that we deal with such things in the public is to be, you know, judge and executioner, you know, too often. And I
absolutely
think, and I think you're right, baby bathwater stuff. And I feel like I'm not condoning pushing people aside and not listening to what they think or how they feel about it. But the reality is, if we look at, you know, an artist who was a revered artist and then found out to be, you know, a child molester, that what we do is we paint over them. We pretend that that person didn't do that thing because we don't want to think about what other things that person did. I just think that's a mistake. I mean, that's the thing about history repeating itself, isn't it? You know, it's like, well, if we don't have conversations about what that is and what the person who did that is, and we need to have conversations. It needs to be okay for us to talk like this.
Mm.
Because most of what we're going to say is, what we do in conversation is exploring an idea. Right? So if you don't get to explore the idea, you get small ideas.
Yeah, that's right.
You get small ideas.
And you have one opinion, it never changes. And
well,
you never
the whole thing about being a human being is what we do is solve problems and explore. Like, and if you're not... It's not about being sensitive or insensitive.
That's the difference between us and my cat. She just explores. She doesn't have to solve problems.
I don't... I don't know about that.
I've been out in the backyard. I've drawn sums. She does not work towards the middle.
Right. You've drawn sums.
I've drawn sums.
Yeah.
In the dirt.
Yeah, of course.
Well, she's a cat. That's her frame of reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a different conundrum, though, isn't it?
I've told you. I'm Catholic. I can't use conundrums.
Look how far that's got you. I've got no idea what I meant by that, but... so maybe we could do two podcasts today.
Maybe we could. Yeah, that's been big.
Is there anything else in that message that your friend sent you?
No. It was those two things. It was about who we'll talk about in the next podcast.
Yeah, okay.
And it was
I'm a big believer in continuing to talk and to not pretend that things didn't happen. Mm. I think it's a huge mistake.
Michael Jackson was never convicted of being a child molester, was he?
No, and I think most of the people who the media kind of suggested, even, you know, what's this, Corey Feldman as well, came out and said, people said that this happened, and my experience with him, but no, he was just a really lovely human. That's not, you know.
No, it's all hearsay.
Yep.
I heard him say it.
I like it.
I'm just trying to take the edge off.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have these heady conversations, and I think we need to.
Yeah, we do. They do get a bit.
I have some lines in the sand, and you know, I think I try to be cognizant of stuff that is fact versus innuendo. Hence, why that guy who came up and asked for a Chris Brown song at our gig on Saturday, I said no, I don't.
Sure. Okay.
He's a convicted woman beater.
Yep.
I don't think. I, you know, so no.
That's true, and that is true. But like I said, that's also not all someone is, and doing something doesn't mean that's all anyone's going to be forevermore.
No, except he's done it a couple of times. But in the context of me having to play their material,
I agree. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. I actually feel the same way. I feel awkward about that because a couple of times I've heard a song go, "This is awesome," and then I've like, I don't really want to play that. It kind of makes me feel weird because it does. Like, yeah.
But which it doesn't. Is not to say that I haven't sung other songs by people who have beaten people up.
No.
Sometimes without knowing.
Yeah. Yeah, certain circumstances.
This guy came up and said, "Can you play a Chris Brown song?" And I said, "No. Why not?" I said, "Because he fucking beats women. Chris Brown could suck my balls." and he went, "Oh, okay." He went back over to his friends and they had a bit of a chat. I looked over at him and we smiled at each other and it was all fine.
Then they asked for...
And then he came back over and said, "Wonderwall?" That's right, mate. Play Wonderwall.
They don't have the best reputation with women either, incidentally.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Reputation?
They did... at some point in the Gallagher's history, they were...
You just sounded like David Attenborough.
They were semi-bragging about the fact that they used to burgle people's places in Manchester.
Yeah.
And another celebrity in the UK was interviewing Liam or Noel and asked him about it. And he said, "Yeah, we might have done that one." But that was sort of in the distant past, and when it looked like there was actually going to be some sort of investigation, all of a sudden they started saying, no, we were just bragging, we never did anything like that. It's like, oh, that's wacky.
Yeah.
But I won't stop playing Wonderwall.
Wonderwall.
Not for a burglary. It's a victimless crime. What? Oh. What happened?
Actually. Let's not philosophise about burglaries.
Oh, really?
Mm.
You think it's just redistribution of wealth?
On a few levels.
Oh, God, here we are.
No, because what happens there is that what that does is, like, it affects insurance policies, and then everybody who ever had an insurance policy, like, gets affected, right? And then also you've got the fear...
Affected.
You've got the fear that happens when, you know, for example, when I was a kid, someone burgled our house and took my brother's... So took the VCR, but wrapped it up in my brother's blanket. We don't know if they wrapped it up, but we assume.
Yeah.
Right? So, of course, my poor little brother, when he's like 3.5 years old, couldn't sleep for a week because someone was going to take him from his bed. Because that's like his imagination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to do that. So, like, who knows the impact that that's had on him as, like, as an adult. So the repercussions of just doing things like, you know, it's a bit of harmless fun, you know, teenage kids doing dodgy stuff and... And also...
Do I need to say I was joking about being a victimless crime? Do I need to...
But also... You know... It's part of life. Shit happens. People steal stuff. I'm not saying that they should and they shouldn't. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know... You don't get to be a human being in the world...
And you're not saying they should or they shouldn't.
Well, what I'm saying is that you don't get to be a human in the world and not do bad stuff and be affected by bad stuff. Part of what happens when you're alive. You know, the world's full of good people who do dodgy shit and bad people who do good shit.
I agree.
I mean, who knows? Someone's stealing a VCR so they can get enough food to pay for their brother's kid's school fees because their brother got hit by a car. You don't know. Like,
you don't.
You don't know. So.
I say no, you don't.
I don't. Should we finish this one and then do another one? All right, let's finish this one and do another one.
All right, because my beer's nearly empty.
Oh, you should get another
one. I'm gonna.
Yeah, all right.
You can't stop me.
Should we swap seats?
If you want to.
Well, it's the same seat, really, isn't it?
No, but...
Positions, I mean.
Do I always sit this side of you?
Yeah, it's funny, but not at gigs. We swap often. It depends where we play. So I'm there at Anglers. And they're at Crown.
Hmm.
And if we play at the Elephant, you're there. Both Elephants. Well, the one that's not open anymore.
Yeah.
And if we play at the Fifth, you're there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a side of the bed either.
Oh, I do. I still do, 5 years later.
Well, I do. But
oh my
God,
I need some serious help.
No, I mean...
Can't drink, can't sleep on the other side of the bed.
Can you not sleep on the other side of the bed? Sometimes I have to because the cat takes up my side.
I don't know. I can tell you this.
God, something happened.
Yeah, 4 years ago... This is has this. Oh, I'm going to tell you something now. Here we go. This is where the podcast should end.
It's real.
Yeah. So... 5 years ago... I had a partner, 4.5, and then came back from overseas with that one, and I started sleeping on her side of the bed. Until one night I woke up with my arm out of its socket hanging off her side of the bed because it was the right side of the bed. And so since I switched over, and now I have the other side of the bed, so it's not only wrapped up with that's my side. I also have this like nighttime fear of knocking my shoulder out, which is really funny because both I've done this shoulder since, but I'm fucking hell. I need a beer too.
Good night, everyone.
All right, stay tuned. Back in a week, we'll tell you all about my CD launch. I'll hypothesize.
Wow. Okay.
Have a break.